between the church we was in before and the church we in now, y'all, is when we start, we're not going to stop.
That's right.
This ain't a 2-month thing like reach South Carolina, then we can go back. That's not what we're doing. This is why everybody got to get all, go ahead and tighten the screws on. You can't falsely do it. If you need insurance, go ahead and get it. Mm-hmm. Get everything you need because we're going on this. This is how we're going to ride out. We're going to go to heaven doing what we're doing. Everything will accelerate. The church will become 24 hours a day. If we see what we see now, listen to what I'm saying. 24 hours a day, 3 shift pastors in the base. The church will be praying for our bases across, Isaac bases across the nation, 24 hours a day, going. Just prayer, people who know how to pray. You know, we hear that word intercessory. But if you get some real good intercessory people, when it comes to corporate, it's very difficult to channel it. But we're going to be able to channel these things across the nations. Amen. Not forgetting about our home. Knocking on doors, loving, building people in our state of South Carolina. Not forgetting about our nation of America. And we will begin to build. This will be a epicenter of what God can do. A portal where people can come. Even greater than what it is now. Where people can come and begin to see what God is doing. The movement of God. Where you can tag team with the movement. It'll increase. But the question is, will you play your part? Or will you sit back and just keep up with the Joneses? Love not the world. Neither the things in the world. Love not the world. Neither the things in the world. So some of us got to begin to pull our appetite away. And some of us, we don't know that. That our appetites are like that. Are you with me?
Amen.
Turn in your Bibles to 2 Kings. Y'all, we remember this story of Elijah and Elijah. The Bible says 2 Kings chapter 2. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, and that Elijah, he's here tonight, went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, know that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today. And he said, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me unto Jericho. Sound like Elijah was saying, listen, you shouldn't be here, but come on, because you got something. Then he get a little high. Go ahead back now. But his determination was there. I'm not leaving. See, in the 20th century, right now, that's like saying the work. Mm-hmm. See, you got to understand so you don't think it's just carrying a Bible or being there and just doing stuff. That's like saying, Lord, I'll get my life together so I can give it my all.
Amen.
I can give it my all. You say, what is your all? Your all is every day getting up and praying and just working the ministry. In some capacity. Everybody is not called to this, but we are.
Yeah.
We're not talking about everybody. I'm talking about the 50 that I was speaking about. And as you can see, some people didn't go on. But are you going to take that mandate? Pick it up. Like Elisha said, you know, you going up to Bethel, I'm coming with you. I'm coming with you. Now, Elijah probably would never let him go if he wasn't prepared. So you have to be in a position that will allow you to bring these things to pass, because I'm not, just like God wouldn't, he's not going to trust you if things are not in order.
Amen. That's right.
When you pick up something and it's good, you can carry it. But if it's not, you can't carry it, because the higher you get, everybody will be aborted. Are you with me? Verse 5 says, and the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, know that thou, the Lord, will be taken away. Verse 6 says, and Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, he's going somewhere else now. My soul liveth, I ain't leaving you. Verse 7 says, and 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood to view afar off, and they stood two by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither. And so they went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you're with me, in other words, you can have this, but it's still, you don't just walk into it. And that's the problem with some of us in the church. We think everything's, after you got a certain status, is just given to you.
Yeah.
You know, you've been here a long time. If Eric and Tika, hey, I could just do this. No, it don't work like that.
Yeah.
He's still, everything with God will always have stipulations to it.
That's right.
Because you only live through stipulations when something is a part of your life. If they say you show you your license and at this point, it don't matter to you. Why? Because you always got it. When you got it one part of the day and not the other, then it becomes a problem to you. When something becomes a part of your life, you don't run away from stipulations. You can shift when the rules change, because you know that God is in you and he's going to show you how to rise above. You know that the stipulations are also things that prepare you for where you're going.
Yeah.
That's right.
But when you hear people complaining about stipulations, well, why we got to do this? Because this is the way it is.
Yeah.
All that goes back to a thing of whether you trust. If this is where God, then things are going to be different. Here go Elisha, who been with him all these years. And he's still. Now I look back. And just right now, I'm just thinking how Pastor Goo, he would say, you serving this man all these years. And every time we went on a trip, after 5, 10 years, you still had to call and tell him you wanted to go. They knew I was going, but I still had to call. In other words, there's no just you got it. How some of you do, if I delegate authority or something, it's always an issue then. You're weak when you can only take authority from me.
Yeah.
We can't grow like that. If somebody's sitting over here at the desk and they ask you to go a different route, then it's a problem there because I'm not there. That means that you're weak in your character.
Right.
You don't understand that authority does not mean that one person got to be everywhere. In other words, I become like I got to tame them. But the devil is still in there. You just know how to tame him. He just won't come out when you there, Pastor. If we're going to grow, you can't think like that.
Amen.
You got to be able to stand up and be strong. Are you with me?
Amen.
So Elijah began to see this, and he began to ask. He said, whatever you want, I'll give it to you. But you got to be here when I'm being taken up. If we're going to go where we're going, everybody got to stretch. Whenever God is about to do something in you, you got to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And most of you, when you look at things, you think it just happens. You think crusades just happen. You look at things and you say, oh, you look at somebody's life and you see them growing and they can pray for an hour a day and you just think it happens because they got a call.
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's like people looking at you with a glass eye. They don't see the realness.
Right.
You think you can get something for nothing. You think that you're going to get the city going to lay down and everything just because we got a call and we heard the word of the Lord about what God called us to do in America, and you think they're just going to lay down. Everybody, just because we go on the radio and then we get and they hear the word and then all of a sudden we arrive at a whole, it's going to take more than that.
Yes.
Lot more than that. That's only to bring the people out. What God really wants is some people who will walk in some weight in the spirit world.
Yes, glory to God.
That's right.
Yes.
But you can't do that if you don't stretch. Stretching. When you stretch and you don't want to stretch, the people that don't want to stretch will make stretching look like it ain't nothing going on. Because they can't see it. They can't rationale with it. They don't understand it. They don't embrace it. They can't see it the way they see it. So they'll underneath, they'll begin to think, oh, this just happened because.
Yeah.
How many churches you think want to do what God has given us the opportunity to do? But it's not what's in their heart. It's what they are able to do. And some of you think doing mean just a will to do. No, you have to be prepared to do. That's the first thing you got to realize. It's not just, because right now, y'all, we can go on tour. We could just go on tour and preach, right? Go everywhere, preaching, 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 and just do that. But if you're not prepared, it ain't going to work. You're just wasting your time. You're going to get tricked in that. Are you with me? Tonight, let's talk about stretching. Some of you talked about failure and stuff like that. Failure is not failure. It's only true failure when you don't cash out on the experience. In other words, you're going to mess up. But you got to cash out.
Yeah.
It's sort of like your college books. You ain't getting no $100 that you paid for that book.
Yeah.
But give me 15 and help me get some gas on the way back.
Yeah.
You got to cash out with something.
Yeah.
It's not failure if you cash out. Fail forward. That's how you fail forward.
Yeah.
You take the experience. And some of us, y'all, we don't do that. We just repeat it. Like, what I need to learn out of this? The only people that will cash out in failure are the people who are hungry to move forward.
Amen.
When you don't want to move forward, you'll never cash out on it. But when you really want to move forward, that's what I'm saying. When you look at the city and you look at the people, if you want to see compassion driven, it's the people who position themselves today for where we're going to be. Even when I fail, you cash out. Give me, let me savage this. I can take something from it. Something is better than nothing. What I need to get out of this? Whenever failure repeats, your heart starts getting colder. False doctrine comes in. You don't. Nothing happens. We look at that life of Elisha and Elijah. And we see how Elisha wanted to just go. That was his life. That wasn't something like, I'll meet you here, call me if you need me, and then I'll come if you need me. That's not the same thing. And it's important that y'all understand, because some of us, we still put the crystal ball down with God, then we pick it up. God, I'll serve you, and then I got to do this. Then I'll serve you, and I got to do this. As I said before, this will not change. 3 years. It's already been 2 of those years. If you strategize and you plan, we could get up, and almost 20 of us could be hitting the streets every day. So it'll accelerate. We'll come in and pray for an hour every day. third shift, second shift. But see, if you guys look at it like, oh, well, you know, we'll get there. That's not getting there. It's now. See, and that's how you can tell who's hungry for that. If you're still in that personal, Lord, bless me, there's no way you're going to see that. Why do we stay there, Denise? Because we're not stretching. You stretch. When you stretch, you learn how to make spiritual things manifest. When you stretch. Because it's like it takes your hunger away for things of this world, but you just want to deal with the affairs. But the things of God become so important to you.
Yes.
So important. So important to be at the crusade. It ain't even a matter of me growing anymore. I just want to go where God is at.
Yes.
Amen.
Just wherever God is at. You don't sit there, you know, like I was telling one of y'all, just helping and talking about, you know, when you got your job, you know, she was asking me about, whether or not, you know, the church, or should we, she was talking about the garage, said, well, do we have to come? Should we be here? Well, it's not whether you should be here, it's whether you're available to be here. Because I know for me, and those of you that love God, whatever God is doing, I want to be in the midst. So there's not no in and out and, you know, I'll do this and then I'll do that. See, that's not that kind of Elisha kind of thing there. That's in and out. You don't say, well, you know, I think I'll come to this and the tier conference will be good, but I'll try and see if I can get off. What do we do when we go to our jobs? We line everything up around that. God is trying to say, can I get people? He ain't telling you to make your and run everything away in your life. He'll build you through those things, but will you be willing? Because as Eric said, if it's in your heart, you're going to do it. I mean, think about this, y'all. This is all we got. What are you going to do? Just work and just keep going? What if God turned us into millionaires? If I give one of you $40,000, you don't need to work. If God shows you a way to make money, then if you, you know, God will turn that thing open to you if you start thinking kingdom.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of us still, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When you stop playing games and going through this, it's black and white. I'm telling you now, the vision. Everybody, Monday through Friday, and you could have a weekend schedule, your business on the side, but you didn't use it where you got somebody working. It doesn't matter how you're bringing money, but you are available to go. Anywhere we need to go.
Amen.
How long we need to go.
Yeah, that's right.
You're available. With children, you're building. I didn't say everybody's called, but we are. Because we're igniters. But how many of you take that serious? Or do you still say, well, we'll get there, and then you still, your actions are still, you know, I'll do that. Elijah had to keep, like, piercing out. I ain't going nowhere. You going here? How could you do that? You don't know. Because Elijah didn't know. But if you just there, sometimes just being there, you're available. You can tell. You know, if you turn around and something is there, then you look and say, well, let me get this person here. You'll work with them.
Yeah.
As I told you before, you got children. I can turn one of these kids into babysitting. Well, I don't have nobody to watch my kids. No, you don't have enough guts to rise and train somebody. You want something for nothing.
Yeah.
Stretch.
Yeah.
When you stretch, you begin to come into the fullness of what God wants for you. But you cannot do it without stretching.
Yeah.
Nothing will be done without stretching, spiritually, naturally, physically, in every aspect.
Yeah.
We got to begin to stretch.
Amen.
You got to stretch.
Amen.
This is why spiritual things have to become more of a reality. Are you with me?
Amen.
Let me give you a few reasons why people don't stretch. Number one, it's too demanding. I become a dictator. I don't know anything. Even though God called me to train you and to build you. Some of you give me half loyalty until I got to correct you. I don't know what I'm doing. It's too demanding. Some of us are not used to people telling you, you can't do that anymore. Drop that. Why? Because I am thinking that you want to go. And what happens then? Your motive is revealed. Mm-hmm. You find out you don't want that, man. Yeah. You talking all that. You don't want that. We're telling you to go get it. And you sitting there reminding. You like the man saying, I don't have nobody to put me in the pool. Nobody asks you that. Will thou be made whole? Ain't no pool in that. I'm about to get you up without the pool. And here you talking about, well, how am I going to do this? That's how some of you sound. If somebody coming to get you out, you trying to keep yourself in. It's too demanding. Most of y'all, you hop from demands. You jump over here, then you go through a little period where you can take the demands. Then you hop out. Then you go do your thing. Then you go. Everybody got to be doing the same thing. We ain't there. All our children will be raised the same way. Not in our heart, but in our minds. When you are placed with a demand on you, you got to rise. Somebody's trying to stretch you. When you don't want that stretching, you ain't going to do it. You resist it. Any type of resistance always lets you know that you don't want what you think you want.
That's good.
Because when you've been in a dark tunnel for a long time and you see light and they say, come on, do you say, oh, well, how are we going to get out? How are we going to get out of here? How are we going to get out? Yeah, I'm looking for a financial blessing, and you know, God's going to bless me, and I'm going to get blessed, and I don't have no money. And then somebody handed you the money. You say, well, how? Where you get that money from? How are we going to do this? That's how some of you sound. That's how you sound. Because God is saying, listen, I need you to go, but it's got to be a demand. Whenever there's a demand for somebody else to go up, when there's demands, there has to be order and structure. That's why y'all see us not being as casual. The doors are locked. Because it's got to be more of a system when you begin to go up. You can't run it just casual, come by, hey, we do this, I can do this, and this is this, I got this favor. It's got to be structure and order, or you'll never be able to influence masses of people. So anybody that resists order and structure, you know right then, they don't know nothing about where we're going. When they make it personal that somebody told them something, because pastor let us do this all the time, and all of a sudden, pastor's gone and things are changed. The person that's in charge has done something different. You know you can't get in trouble if the person is there. They've been left in charge. Just listen.
Yeah,
don't combat. Yeah. Just listen. They're the one doing it. And be happy about it. But the person who don't like authority is the person who don't never want to stretch and grow. Because you can't grow. How can I go to the nations of the world without the church folding up? I ain't talking about y'all would leave, but we'll go wildfire without order. There has to be structure. So what happens as you rise up, you come into more of an order, a structure. If you don't see that, something is wrong.
That's right.
You come into church and it's just, hey, how you doing? Everything is just relaxed all the time, easy going. Drop by the church and just eat. And that's all the church is known for, fish fries.
Yeah.
It's got to be more than that. You know, you got to go in churches like that and stop that stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what the people, that's their purpose. That's all they know the church for. Oh, we got to do a fundraiser. A potluck. That's all they remember the church for. You got to change that. Why? Because that's not the image of the church.
That's right.
Anytime you revamp an image, if a coach get fired or something, what you do? You bring in somebody new. Sometimes they change the logo and everything. Let's start off fresh. Let's do something different. Are you with me? Yeah. Most people don't stretch because it's too demanding. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, Pastor, you know, I had some of y'all tell me, everybody is not, I ain't talking about everybody, I'm talking to you. Why are you broadening this and I'm talking about you? You fit like this. I ain't dealing with nobody else. I'm dealing with you. Everybody won't see it like that. I'm talking about you. Mm-hmm. Because the demand will always cause you to go off when you don't want it. When you really want something, the demand almost stirs your hunger up. When Dr. David or something says something, and he said the nations or something like that, and Dr. Tunde, when he's running for office and all that, you know, I don't know if that's going to be me. You know, that make me do buckle down here. We got to weed people out or get the strong to survive because I want to see the stuff. Yeah. So I'd rather find out where the Judas at.
Yeah.
Can you be converted or do you have to drive back? Why? Because I want to make sure that we are in proper place. That's what demands will make you do when you really want it. Amen. Elisha was following Elijah and the demand was there, but he said, no, I ain't leaving. As sure as you know the Lord, I'm coming with you. In other words, I'm going to tap into something greater than you to do what I have to do. No demand. That's it. That's why when you go to these churches like Seacoast and all these little dead churches here, there's no demand. Do what you want. Do as you please. So when people really come and want to be transformed, guess what? They have a problem with authority because they're used to people just letting them do whatever they want to do. How many know you can't do that in the church? Are you with me? You can't do what you want to do. Another reason why people don't expand, they can't grasp it spiritually. You can't grasp it. It's hard to stretch when you can't grasp it. Most of us cannot grasp it. Why? Because we're self-consuming. We self-consume. You say you love people, but the whole week you ain't did nothing with nobody?
Yeah.
Come on now. 24 hours in a day, the people are from Charleston. God called us today. And you mean tell me all you're doing is waiting on a crusade? You can do stuff. You can say, God, show me some people that need to talk to me. Show me. You got to begin to strategize. You don't do that when you're self-consuming. You know what you do? You, as the sun go down, most of us go down. There's a world outside at night. But will the church arrive at that world? Or we just stay, you know, we go with the moods at a time. Most people don't stretch because they're too self-consuming. They can't grasp it. Even when you want to. Dr. David talked to me all the time about going across the nations of the world. He even know like the temperatures of the different earth sides and all this. And I'm thinking like, I just can't, I want to, but I'm just not there. I want to get there. Give me 4 years. I'm trying to build. It's not knowledge because you're hearing the knowledge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to have stature. That don't come by just, you know, God give it to me overnight and dreading for it. No, no, no. As you grow in God, the same things will begin to come.
Amen.
But if you become self-consumed, what is self-consuming for Pastor Brad? Spending too much time at the church. When I say that, building us. Not working with the Holy Spirit with you. Finding out what's the best way to teach Tika. So that she can grow and accelerate.
Amen.
See, not just talking a lot, but finding out that one phone call can feed her for 3 months.
Yeah.
That's Holy Spirit working with you.
Yeah.
So you can spread. That's self-consuming because the nations are calling. But I cannot go if not. That ain't got nothing to do with me being a pastor. It's got to do with my stature. Because some of you will say, I'm willing, I'll go. You're not willing if you're not prepared.
Yeah.
That's right.
Preparation is never lost time.
So
even though I hear this, Dr. Davis say this about certain things, I just have to say, yeah, I'm going to get there. And yes, it's a little frustrating because you want to go. You want to be at the peak of your life. You want to do what God called you to do. But if you want to do that, you got to start with today, tonight, stretching yourself.
Amen.
People don't stress because they what? Self-consuming. You want to know if you're self-consuming? You don't know what you do during the day. Look at your day. Look at the first 10 hours of your day. If everything has to do with you, there's no way we're going to do something in the city. You doing this for you. And again, this is where we at. So don't be thinking, you know, if you this is just where you at. If you're doing things with your business and the church is doing this, then you're still taking away. Not everything you can do, but I'm talking about a crusade. And you got to do this. Some of us, again, you got to be free for those things.
Amen,
that's what you call self-consuming.
Yeah.
I'm just dealing with the church. God calling me to the nations, but all I'm doing is pastoring, just dealing with the church. The man telling me to come with him to South Africa to help build what he's building. The grace is on my life. I can't go. I could go and be out of place, and it don't work. Everything will go out of order. No anointing, no power. But you know what I can do? I can come back home, Rosario, and say, I'm going to stretch. I'm going to start stretching tonight. Because what God is telling you to do, if you don't know how to bring that into your right now,
yeah,
you ain't going to have no excitement, no inspiration, no building to do it. That's what makes you get consumed with what God is doing till you say, you know what? I'm willing to put this aside for the day. I don't even, you know, sometimes you won't even watch TV because of what God is doing. You don't want to watch it because it ain't nothing God doing. You don't even want to be around people. Why? Because you're consumed with what you want to do. That's what makes it. You say, where is this stuff? How can we do this? You're looking for avenues to do those things. You cannot get there overnight, but what you do is you build today.
Yeah. That's right.
When you're self-consuming, you fit this, you put this, you letting the world mix everything in there. When you're hungry, you can't do that. You go to sleep at night and you think on the things that God's telling you to do. You build like that. I want my family to be like that. I want these children. I want this. That's all some of us go through. When you take sangaree to bed with you. When you take Orangeburg to bed with you. When God can put a burden on you for South Carolina till you can come up and say, Pastor, reach South Carolina. Listen, I'm there. I already planned it. See, that's God doing that. That ain't pastor. That ain't me orchestrating. Because see, when you really start getting connected, Elisha ain't talked to Elijah. He was telling him.
Yeah.
As sure as the Lord is, I'm here.
Yeah.
See, that's people that ain't always saying yes, yes. It's like, no.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Pastor, well, listen, I don't need you here. Well, listen, you ain't got to need me. I'll be sitting out there. I know you got your rules and stuff in the church now, but I'll be sitting out there. Why? Because I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
That's the kind of determination.
Yeah.
Amen.
Same thing. As I told when I was with Pastor Goose, same thing. You stand. You wait. Because you know something behind that door, and you can't grasp without the man of God. I got to get this. Because the inside, and all of a sudden, internally, you begin to grow like that. If you're with me, Elijah said, when I'm being taken up, you get a double portion, exactly what you want. Notice he knew what to ask for, number one.
Yeah.
The reason why some of us can't be in the right position, because we don't know what to ask for. Some of us are still be having that, not even understanding the weight. You can't shift over and be talking about your business and the nations are waiting on you. You got an opportunity to shift things in the nation and you worrying about your business or your company or your life and what God going to do with just your children. No, we're talking about the nations of the world.
Yes. Yes.
He said, give me a double portion so I can continue what you're doing. So that the school of the prophets can go to another level. So I can begin to impart at the level I saw you impart on. But what would you say if you had that time? But to be honest with you, guess what? If you don't have the position and the preparation for it, you won't know what to say. You won't know what to say. Preparation will never be lost time. Most people don't stretch, Shamika, simply because they think about themselves too much. And y'all, sometimes you got to be looking at your life and don't be saying, oh, well, I'm not like that. That's your heart.
Yeah.
But your actions. It's been a whole week. You ain't done nothing for nobody except your family. How are we going to take the nations like that? You still thinking the same way. Are you with me?
Amen.
Another reason why people don't stretch is because of wrong teaching. We know that. Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But I ain't talking about just churches. I know most of y'all minds thinking of church, but I'm talking about your teaching that you are not dethroning from the past. When God trying to give us new, are you growing in the new?
Amen.
Are you with me? Because if you don't grow into the new, there's no way you can stretch. The word of God is what helps you break the old patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about this, y'all. We all of us are the same. We never been in a church where we could go out and do this thing like so aggressively and so raw and uncut, like just go do it. But how many of you are really taking what we're doing and understanding that it's not about the crusade. It's about, this has to be a way of life.
Yes.
It's not about you coming and being full time so you can be here and we can go out in groups. That ain't even what it's about. It's about your life becoming an outreach.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about all that. It's about you becoming an outreach. You're stretching out. Your teaching will hinder that. Wrong teaching don't hinder that. It don't take that. Like Charlie was saying, he didn't come out on Tuesday. I know which one of y'all work and what you do. Most of you, not everybody, but most of you. But I do wonder why you don't come out, man, for 3 hours. Just schedule everything. I mean, how can we take the world and we can't do that? You come out, you know, yeah, if I can do it, then some of you schedule things, you do it. I'm not talking about something that you got to do, but what do you got to do is the question. Twice a week? It's no way we'll take the city like that. Me personally, I think we can go all the time. That's just me. You can be there. We arrange stuff to get you there. But if you keep thinking, oh, I don't have to be there, I don't have to do this, then you cut it off. Stretch. If you don't get out of that teaching, like, oh, well, sometime I'll go, then I can't, then I'll do this, that's not Elijah and Elisha. That's not what they were doing. That's not what God is looking for the 21st century. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
So you got to make sure you stretch as you do this. Number one, if you're going to stretch, you got to get hungry to see more. If you don't get hungry to see more, ain't nothing going to happen. Anybody that complain when it come to, I'm telling you, man, when you want to see more, when people cut you up, it don't even feel like nothing. Go ahead, man. You right, because I seen you. I want to do this. I'm tired of this. Yeah, you telling me that. You mean to tell me my attitude is the reason why all of Back to Green is like that? Oh, I'll change this attitude. See, I'll change it. All of downtown is like this because of my rudeness. Oh, yeah, Ackerby about to be changed because I'm going up in there and I'm going to do this. See, if you start looking at it like that, you wouldn't be thinking all this stuff. Some of you say all this stuff coming out of me that I didn't know. It's because you ain't getting hungry enough. Hunger consumes the pain. It'll consume all the hurt and all of the gunk that you don't even want to see. And you look at it, and then you ain't got to look at it. Just say, look at that.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. And walk. Just keep walking. Acabe. Drug addicts. Walking in them houses and seeing them come off a crack. True deliverance. See, that stuff will motivate you, but you got to get hungry to see it. You don't be worrying about nobody. No disappointment can run you down in the dirt and people telling you something and you getting your feelings. That don't run you down when you're hungry. You want to see change. Get a picture of yourself walking into a nation, and as soon as you get off the plane, your stature put devils at notice. And you worrying about a little attitude. You worrying about, man, get all this out. Get it out. But when you stop, it only reveals your hunger level. You letting a marriage, and you sitting in your marriage and all, go ahead. Get James Dobson and go ahead through your little loops of the seven steps and want to do that. That's because that's the way you want to do it. Yeah. Your children got this and go ahead, listen to the world. They'll have you going through these nine steps and all this stuff that don't work and halfway work and do all that. See, you can do all that. But when you're hungry, you come out. You just step out and say, I'm going with God. Yeah. When you're hungry, you say, you know what? Prayer. I just got to keep going because this is, I guess, I don't know why and I don't understand, but I guess God want me to go through this because this is what's making me for where I'm going. He wouldn't put this in my way. Now, I wouldn't have chose this. I wouldn't have want this, but this is what he allowed. So whatever it is needs to be worked out, and I'm the chosen. So I got to go through this. And you start troubling your trouble when you do that and start saying, well, I'm going through. I don't understand. You ain't got to understand. I don't have to understand. All you got to do is say, I want to see. I want to see. I want to see me begin to speak in my words, begin to run devils away. I want to begin to speak where cities are carried in just a third of my spirit. I want to see me be able to carry nations. You get hungry, man. I'm telling you, your problems become smaller and smaller. You don't be wanting to get all these counseling and all this all the time. You don't need to be judging. People got to see stuff in you. You look at yourself. Where am I progressing? I mean, because the man, I was on the phone, I'm just telling you about me, with Dr. Divi. He told me what he wanted me to do, but I can't do it now. That's the life right there. Yeah. That's my meat. That's my hunger. So if that's the case, I don't want to go back and get comfortable. I don't want to go and get comfortable. Start worrying about a church and where are we going to go? And let's start all these churches. No, no, it's got to be God's church. We don't have time. Why? Because you got to go to a place. Hunger and you wanting it will consume your pain. If you want to stretch, you got to want to see it more. See us get up on these parks. I don't know how many of y'all can see. We're starting that. Remember I told y'all a while, the church meet four times a year in mass places. Presence of God come down and minister to people quarterly. We're running. That's all outreach we do. Music, everything. We just go in a park, open, where we bring the presence down right there on, what's that, Circle Park in North Charleston? Boy, I've been dreaming about that for years. They're sitting, they be having prayer. Go right there where people could just walk, drive, let them come on up. And all they see is the presence of God. Not just the Lord is good and these are nice people. See, that's what some of you think, and they enjoyed our ministry. Yeah. I'm talking about we go in there and shift some things in the spirit. Yeah. So that when we leave, signs and wonders will follow us because we came there believing. Yeah. North Charleston begins to change and shift. We got people in place. See, you get hungry for that. Now, think about it. My child has a little problem. Man, you don't think like that. Sometimes hunger will make you look at things for what it is, but don't focus on the things that gives life to the thing that wants to trip you up. So you don't deny it like some people think. You just push it over.
Yeah.
You don't deny it, but you look at it And then you deal with the core of it and you go on.
Yeah.
Sometimes you something will die out if you don't get you don't give it attention. Some of you that are married, you know, somebody says something, you just got to respond.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then something just walk on past.
Amen.
All right. All right. God bless you. But see, that's because you begin to understand you're stretching. Are you with me?
Amen.
The second thing that you could do to stretch more. People that stretch, they always value instructions. When you don't value instructions, you think it could come. Some of y'all up in the word is like it is. Man, there's a lot of people wish they could hear it like that. But some of you don't value it. You go home, you don't read over, you don't buy the CDs, you just live your life. When you don't value instructions that God is trying to give to you, you'll never, ever be able to stretch. Because God, this is what I was trying to tell y'all with the tier conference and everything. We're not just meeting.
That's right.
It's for you.
That's right.
So whatever we meet, it's to stretch you. God said as a ministry gift. So if I'm a ministry gift, what? To help build the body of Christ. So what I'm here to do is to help you get where God wants you to go. So every correction, every encouragement, every adjustment, every building is for that purpose.
Amen.
That's why I'm trying to get you. I'm not trying to get you to the doctor, the doctrine according to Brad. Because I don't have no doctrine. Everybody be coming to church with football jerseys on. Watching the game.
Yeah.
If it was up to me. So this is not built off of my opinion. But if you got to change and begin to go, you got to be wanting to go there. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
That's why I say, like, when we do the tier conference and you decide, you say, well, I'll come, I don't. The instructions are given out. You don't receive them. And some of us go back and then we say, well, why we don't have this and why we don't have this is because the instruction, you don't value it. I got notes now from Dr. David. I got notes from all of the people that spoke into my life, and I still look over them. You know why I do that? Because I value them. I value that. I don't think that's light. You can almost don't. That's all I need. Take everything else. Why? Because the times I were there, those things bring up times that help me get out. Not just help you in life, they built your life. It's a collage. It ain't just me. I may be your primary, but there are people God use. But if you don't value instructions, you go through life and you just think you're there. Like some of you. You just think, hey, pastor will be there. He'll go. He'll just keep going strong and get everything going. But, I mean, where you value it? Like, man, this man ain't got to do this. I'm gonna thank God because how long will this last?
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I think about Dr. David. Even though he's 50 years old, it's kind of like, man, boy, this thing is so good. I got to drain it. Suck it. Make sure I'm getting everything. And a lot of time, receiving is not so much of how much you put on as how much your intake is.
Amen.
How much your stretch is how much you can get.
Yeah.
You got a big bowl, you can receive more.
Yeah.
If you don't have a big bowl, you can't get a lot. You always value instructions. If I'm talking, the other night we were here and I was talking to Mary Ellie and who else was it? Shamika. We was in the back. I know they was tired because it was late. It was late and the kids were in there and I was just telling them, we was just sitting out there talking and I was teaching them how all the work got to be done. How many people left? Just left. I just showed him. I said, look, you can see. So you see, most of that I did because they left. They didn't finish it. I said, that don't mean they're not Christians or they didn't do it, but it's because I'm showing you that if you're here, it's a difference when you come and help. It's a difference when you see something through. If I come to your house and I say, okay, mama, you're going to wash the clothes, but you're going to help me wash the clothes, then guess what? I got to still be there. help her fall, help her do that. But when I can walk in and know they are totally done, there's a little bit more dependency there. You don't have to watch over. Maybe once or twice, oh, man, you can depend. Now you can begin to build more accurately. But I was just sharing that with them and teaching them how, you know, the instructions you value. And again, a lot of that has to do with preparation. Yeah. It's preparation. When we go now, I can tell you now, next year we'll be like missionaries. I told you I saw some of y'all on bikes just like them The Mormons, some of us will be doing the same thing. Going from one city, but guess what? If you value the instructions now, you'll be ready for it. You won't be getting on the bike saying, I feel funny. It's a Tuesday. Take this hat off me. Pastor, we don't wear no hat. We riding down in the country. You won't feel like that if you value instruction now. You don't value it, you go into the moment not prepared. I don't believe in luck. Opportunity meets preparation. You go forward. Many are called, but the few are chosen. Chosen are the ones who showed up. But I was sharing that with them, and it was late. And I look at Shamika, I said, I know you're tired, ain't you? You staying here. I said, why are you staying here? You want to go in it. Because you can tell when people gone. Even though they're there physically. You see what I'm saying? I said, you want to go in it. She didn't have enough. This kid's got school and all that. She knew I would have got her for real. Leave him home that day then. We're doing the kingdom work. I said, I wonder how many people are home watching TV. I don't know. Here we are working at the church. But I know some of y'all didn't receive the text that we would be here working for the church. So how many of us would be here and lay it down? Or how many of us were watching TV? Just chilling. Yeah. While we in here and we in the back, just slaving. Getting it all together. I mean, we all miss it. I mean, like I said, the same thing. When Dr. David talking now, Pastor Cyrus them drives him. They move. They get to go with him. I can't do it now because I'm not prepared. It's not something, you know, another thing that you got to realize if you're going to stretch is you got to think more progressive instead of right and wrong. It's very hard to deal with some of you because you think right and wrong. You can't take what I'm saying now because you think, oh, I messed up. You're just not there. I ain't there in some areas. You grow. You progress. The problem comes in is when you think you're somewhere and you're not. When you take a real good indication, it's okay. I can deal with that. It's a little, you know, you'll never grow if there's never no uneasiness. If there's not an itch inside to say, man, I wish I would have went. Dr. David going to the Philippines and you say, oh, man. Maybe check them flights. Just to do it. Why? You'll never get there. If it's just, oh, I'm there. Because most of us think that we right where God wants us to be at. When we right where God wants us to be at, guess what? Cities will be changing, Keith. People will be coming in more than what we see into the kingdom. Not our church in particular, but the kingdom. Are you with me? So you got to value those kind of instructions. And I was sharing with them, just teach. I said, well, how long can you be? It's very difficult. I cannot make you come. I cannot do that. That's why my gesture with you is always ask. Because I wouldn't want you. Just like that night, I could look at Shamika. She just was holding on. But she was there. You can look at her. I said, I'm going to let you go. I'm closing. But I say that because, for me, I think when we do that, everybody should be here. I just want y'all to know for the record, anything that happens here, everybody, when it comes to work, when it comes to that, and you shouldn't go until it's finished. That's a good example for the people to see. We don't stop until it's finished. Some of you can't do it because you're not available to do that. Okay, that's fine. But I'm telling you where we got to get to. Because the work would be done a lot quicker if everybody is here and we stay. The next level for some of you is not just to come, because some of you came, which is good. I appreciate that. God does. But then you stay till it's finished. Yeah. Everything is done. Some of us can't do that because of our children, but what that mean? You go back and you train your children. You believe God for help. You know, it's most of the time I let you use the nursery. You know, do what we got to do, but let's be strong in that. Let's don't miss the crusade on Tuesday and Thursday when we know we modeling it. Other churches ain't going to see that when they see 2-3 people coming. When we got 5 and 6 people, they can be there. But because pastor didn't make it a requirement, we can only get put out if we miss that. Don't be like that. I'm going to be there every time. Every single time. Why? Because I want to be the person that when something happens, I'm there. Are you with me? So that's how we begin to prepare. Let me give you one more. You value instructions. You get hunger. Let me give you one more. Let's say you begin to lean solely on God's grace. Solely. If you're going to stretch, you got to lean on his grace. Yeah. What is his grace? That means he enables you to do something you couldn't do, man. Yeah. You can't be thinking that you got some kind of clout in the church. And that's what I'm telling you. You got to break all that. You ain't nobody. I ain't nobody. We just know somebody.
Yes.
Still to this day, I look back and look at this stuff. From that same moment, I always tell y'all, the blueprints are in you. And from that moment, I pull them out. And I still get amazed at looking at it and saying, God, you're good. Was it Mark or Luke that said, this is the Lord's doing? And it's marvelous in my eyes. You got to be able to say that about your life. Don't let people toot your horn, because they always get it too high. I'm talking about inside you. Where they're always telling you this and you a blessing and all that. That's why I like y'all to balance that thing out with each other. Yeah. Stop always telling somebody they good and all that. You got to test your friendship.
Yeah.
Remember me and Pastor Cyrus, man, talking about certain things, man. And you know, there's a split second, man. Everything could split, man. Because we're so vulnerable. You say something, he say something, it's like, we brothers. We in this for good. So it don't matter. But I want you to know you hurt my feelings right there, man.
Yeah.
You hurt my feelings. It shouldn't have, man, but you hurt. Now, I don't know how y'all talk, but that's how I talk. You tell him, man, you hurt my feelings, and I know I shouldn't have thought like this. We got to be open. But don't do that to me like that. Just ease that thing in there. Because I said, man, you took me from the left side. I didn't know you was going to say that. And then you just kind of said it. But you know, sometimes you be like, now you ain't Papa. Now you ain't my father. That's how you want to say sometimes. But don't say that, because that's not good.
Yeah.
That means you don't want to receive the truth. If what they're saying is true, then you have to receive it.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
So, but you lean on the grace. See, whenever people start correcting you and changing and doing things like that, your grace still comes out.
That's true, Pastor.
Who you are cannot be overlooked by your mistakes.
That's good.
It don't matter. They still can't deny that what God is doing in you. Why? Because that God factor is the grace.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know. She get on my nerve, but she let us get on my nerve from here. She close to me. Why? Because I can't do without her. She's used of God. Most men of God, like Smith Wigglesworth and all of the great men that we heard about that raised people from the dead, they had bad characters, personalities, obnoxious men, no people skills. Even though they didn't deal with corporate expression. So there's always something to be worked on. But guess what allows people to look at you and know you got a problem? And still begin to love you unconditionally. The grace. That grace. Like, nah, I can't. I need that. That grace. They see the God factor. That'll shine more than anything. When you stretch, let that God part leak out. Be wounded, but keep coming. See, they can still hear when the grace, the Bible says you can be seasoned with grace. Your mouth, you can say things when the devil is about to get you to curse somebody out, just the grace come in. Have you ever been in a place where you started off a conversation being mad and it turns around? That's because your grace on you. The grace, the love of God seeps out. Even in the midst of a turmoil situation, and you end up hugging and loving and say, oh, it's going to work out anyway. You're still wrong, but it's going to work out. I still love you now, but it's going to work out. Come on. Remind me of, y'all seen that movie, Joe Clark? When that superintendent, he said, I'm the head, you know, in charge. And then afterwards he said, come on, let's get something to eat. In other words, let me put things in perspective. You can't do that. But man, we together. Yeah. I can't do this without you. I'm the one called you. Yeah. We're together. Yeah. You know what caused that? Grace. Yeah. Grace connects. When grace connects, it's not soulish that's easy to unwind. When you get connected with people in their grace, you don't just move over an argument or a disagreement or a bad breath or something. You don't leave them because of that.
Jesus.
Not when grace is involved. Grace will keep you there.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
That's why if you're going to stretch, lean solely on God's grace. Because his grace is sufficient. Don't be leaning on your own. And some of y'all, you thinking you got something and you know. I'm telling you, stay small in your eyes.
Amen.
Even when people say stuff, stay small. Don't stay small according to the way you think. Stay small. Staying small means, listen, to God be the glory.
Yes.
To God. I give God all the glory. Let people see that in your actions.
Amen.
You know, that's why you see when I'm here and when I'm with y'all, I model serving. Because I don't want that Pontius look.
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking. Man, you can cook. Let's eat. Let's. I can do everything. That's what I want you to do. Even when you're in charge of stuff, you don't boss people. You don't dictate to people. You can't help people with attitude, though, because anytime that happens, they're going to get mad anyway. I'm not talking about that. But you know people are coming and they volunteer. Don't get so caught up in the work till you forget about these people coming from their job. They just knock off. I mean, don't just talk to them. Just love them. Why? Because you begin to lean on the grace. But whenever you're not like that, you don't think like that. Which day was that we were here the other day? Was that Friday? Which day you was off, Castro?
Thursday.
Anyway, Thursday came and Castro just happened to be off that day when she came. And the first thing came to my mind is, okay, this is her day off. I know her job is a blessing. So let's do something a little relaxing. Not that I got to go and sit her down, but then don't put no extra stuff. But see, that keep your mind there. But some of you run it like a mill. Woo. Driving. Because you're not open to the spirit. Where are people at? I can tell. Eric is frustrated. So let me talk, let me deal with him like this. You see? That's because you're leaning on the grace. You're not just doing stuff. It's not trying to make everybody happy. But you got to put things in perspective. Sheena, can you do this today? Sheena, give me like, oh no, I know that baby got her today. Don't come. The grace. You start thinking like that.
Yeah.
Kelvin, if Kelvin, like, y'all see the grass need to be cut? I know Kelvin, but what do I tell Kelvin? I don't tell him he got to come today, tomorrow. I say, I know what? This peak season. Come on when you can. The grace, you're working.
Yeah.
But how do you do that? You can't do that if there ain't no grace. Because if it ain't no grace, you don't love people. You ain't got no compassion for people.
Yeah.
You think people ought to adjust to you.
Yeah.
You look at the rules too hard and you don't adjust nothing. The rules stay here, but you know, a real leader know how to get, don't water the standard down, but still pull the people up.
Yeah.
If you can't pull them up and all you can do is identify, rule number one says, but you can't get nobody to do it.
That's right.
That's because there's no grace on your life.
Yeah.
Some of you got grace until somebody rub you the wrong way. Then you get so impatient. You're not as patient. So you got short-term, part-time grace.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a way you could say it. But as long as everything going good, you good. You're happy, you're joy, hey, hallelujah, good to see you, hey, pastor, when are we going to do this? But then other days you're just, oh, I'm trying to make it. Well, what's wrong today? Why are you not as jumpy like that? Oh, my son is such a, oh, you circumstance ruled. I'd rather you be in the middle, stay right there. Just like that. Because then you begin to build. Grace calls that. When you talk about the children, how you deal with the children, you got to have grace. You don't believe these kids are going to rise up. If you're sitting there just letting them watch SpongeBob and stuff all day, you might as well put them in the world.
Yeah.
You don't believe that. When you just let the TV run them and you don't do nothing to build them, you're just thinking they're going to do, you don't make them do nothing, you might as well go ahead and put them in the world.
Yeah.
Because they're going to disappoint you. Because what you believe is what you'll do.
Yeah.
But the grace on your life will cause you. It's an enabling power from God to cause you to do what you couldn't do otherwise. If you're going to stretch, you got to lean on that. Because I don't know how we're going to do what we're going to do. All I know is the grace of God.
Amen.
That's why Paul said that. I am what I am by the grace.
Yeah.
In other words, I didn't shut all everything out because everything you see, it's by the grace. And it ain't a little bit, Paul was saying. It ain't no, you know, you seen me do this. Not just, you know, anybody can get up and say, God, we bless you and the grace of God. But I'm talking about where you could see the works. Now you looking at this wondering how. Anytime you look at something that's just too big for you, that you see your brothers and sisters doing, it's because you haven't tapped into their grace. Because if it's in the house, you can do it too. They just tapped into it. The same grace on my life, you can do that, but you ain't doing it. So that's how you begin to pull. Give me that. How did you do that? What did you do? How did you do it? Even though I may twist it a little bit, but I got to get the, where did you get the mental and the spiritual fortitude to jump off your job? And solely when Denise said, I'm coming and I'm going, where did you get that? How did that transpire? But see, some of you, you think it'll could just happen. You got to think like that.
Amen.
How did you start that business?
Amen.
Doing hair, Sheena, when you just launched out there. How did you do that and it's going and being profitable?
Yes.
That's how you got to think. How did you get married when you met somebody for 2 months, but you knew it was God? It's the grace.
Yeah.
The grace, if you don't lean on that grace in, it won't come to pass. You never stretch. You won't stretch your life. Because everything we're doing, y'all, now is going to stretch, man. I mean, I can't water it down. I told y'all this last year. It's got to pull because, man, we got a lot to do. And it's not just going from city to city. It's spiritual.
Yeah.
It starts with you. I mean, 2012 going to be the year that we send out missionaries. Some of y'all are missionaries. Y'all going to be missionaries for the kingdom. Going out by the weekend. I was just telling Shamika today, the Lord shared this with me. Imagine a weekend, Friday crusade, Saturday event, Saturday night kingdom preaching. Three different types of people. The event is more for children, different area. The crusade we spread around a whole city. And the event will be what we did on the radio, all in one weekend. Five people going. We can do it.
Amen.
But guess where that starts with? Reach South Carolina. When we begin in July, Tika. When is the baby due?
July 10th.
July 10th. So we'll make it on the 9th so you can come. So when we, listen, when we start the reach, that's exactly what it's going to do, reach. But guess what? It starts with now, Kelvin. Start right now. Start right now, Shamika. Like I told her, her and Jason is going to Florence. We went, but she's going to go to Florence on Monday to get and secure the location. We already got three, but I'm just saying that's the seed of it.
Amen.
But how many people go? You can't. I mean, y'all, we don't have enough time. We'll be stretched all over. But the grace, the enabling power, the God, the thing that oozes out of us when we pursue God and seek Him first,
yes,
will cause us to be able to do great things. We'll be able to do and reach and begin to change lives like never before.
Amen.
The grace, you got to lean on that if you're going to stretch, because other than that, y'all, I can't see it. You can't see it. You can only see it in the spirit world. You can only do it by grace. Some people can see it, but they don't do it because they haven't tapped into the grace. What kind of grace your brothers and sisters got? I ain't talking about a preference. I'm talking about a grace. What kind of grace your brothers and sisters have that you ain't tapping into right here in the house? Because you can have it. Are you with me? Let's stand to our feet. Stretching, stretching.